All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, I know for a fact that we have randomized using the celebrated frog race of Calaveras County. I know for a fact that we have randomized using the using Toad Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
True.
And so in trying
frog
to
plumb,
yes, frog baseball in trying to, you know, plumb this line, you know, because, amphibian based comedy is where it's at. I've decided what's better than to modernize the frog race and do two great tastes that taste great together. That's right. The Great Frog Home Run Derby of Calaveras County.
Yeah, I think that at some point, we've done a lot of these, a very specific number that will come clear soon, that we should just start combining randomizations.
We should. So no new randomizations right now at this point. We have laid all of the track that we want to. Now is the time of synthesis.
All right. So let's do it. Let's do some cruelties.
Yeah. So what I've done is I've loaded some frogs into a pitching machine. I've written games on them. We're just going to take some whacks at these bad boys, and whichever one goes furthest, we're going to play that game.
Cool. Have you named them?
Named the frogs? You don't name something you know is going to die.
Well, do you mind if I name them real quick?
Okay.
This one's Cole Jr.
Oh,
This one's Cole's mom. This one's Chris.
Wait, no.
This one's Cole's niece.
No,
this one's
Greta.
This one's Dottie.
No.
Yeah. Well, no. Just say it's too late. They've been christened.
Now I care about these lives. Ah.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, you know. Yeah. So now do your cruelty.
Okay. All right. let's just take some wax with this. I don't feel good about it. In fact, I'm going to be crying while I swing at these.
There's no crying in Frog Baseball Home Run Derby of Calaveras County. Tom Hanks.
Oh, that was a digger.
The crack of the frog. The tadpoles of summer.
Oh, it's everywhere. I should have worn a smock.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't do much more of this, man.
Those gloves are doing nothing.
Yeah, okay. No. Goggles.
Would it help if we did T-ball?
Yeah, let's do that one, because these things are achieving a velocity before they reach the bat that is actually creating real problems.
Probably killing them first. And if they don't die from you, I think it doesn't really work.
A lot of them have actually been chewed up in the mechanism. It's just mulching them.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to escape and they get caught in the wheels.
It's like playing baseball with a little bit of gack.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to get a lot of. All right. So I've got a tranquilized frog in my pocket here for good luck.
Okay. Hold on. Let me give him the antidote real quick so he has feeling.
Okay. Damn it. All right. And let me just. No.
I think that one said ow.
Yeah. No, it really. No, I think it.
Oh, but it turned out why.
Yeah. Wiser.
I don't know why. There's no why.
Yeah. No.
There's no answer, little buddy.
That one had no
lesson today.
That one had battle toads written on it. Let's just play
battle
that.
Toads.
Let's do that.
Let's just do that.
You made me feel something, and I am not used to that.
Feeling something sucks. This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Abject Suffering, where you hold us at gunpoint and we hold you at fun point.
And this week we're talking about Battletoads. Nobody requested this. Nobody demanded it. We talked about potentially covering Battletoads, and I put it on the schedule, baby.
Because it's episode 375.
Yep. Let's see here. It is the pewter anniversary, 375.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I, for this very special occasion, I did a very special Google, and I have a reading.
Ooh.
For you.
Okay.
Because I woke up today, Battletoads on the brain, thinking about us doing Battletoads, and I was like, you know, it'd be a fun Google, Battletoads poem. So I'd like to read you this Battletoads poem. I don't want to say who it is. I don't want anyone listening to this to find them or tag them. If you do this, I will block you and be very mad at you.
Okay.
I just want to read the fact that there's a really weird Battletoads poem without making fun of this person who's putting their poetry on the internet.
Right.
Directly. So my life is a constant state of thinking it's weird and noteworthy mm-hmm. that this happened, and then also not wanting that person to be hurt. And yeah. I understand that's a contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
But for 375, I am going to read this poem because I think it is funny that it exists.
Do you want me to like lay down a beat, or is this best enjoyed in silence?
No, this is dramatic.
Okay.
And it is non-rhyme.
Okay.
So this poem is called Battletoads. Okay. My sister never played the game for real or fairly with a mind for victory. She shared my blood, made me blood mad at everything always. I suppose she was right. The game was busted beyond reason. Mechanics fucked, full of glitches. But being right is not enough. The same as the man I wanted to be would never be enough. If I turned my back or lowered my defense, would she abuse me? What seemed to be a stick and was actually the limb for a robot? Did it matter? A toad might still piss in my hand, and surviving turbo tunnel was already improbable. Probably I vowed to kill her, and I would have, except for love. And there is a
Battletoads is different.
Battletoads is way cooler. That's iOS.
Yeah.
But there is a Battletoads poem. And that is the Battletoads poem.
It's got some real, like, it's almost edging into like Henry Rollins territory. Like, I know yeah. you. You only ever yeah. played second player. Everybody else yes. took first. You sat on the back of the van. I know you.
Like, yeah. Yeah, and this could be Rollins.
Oh, it could be. Who knows? You know? It's probably about the time.
Rollins. For him to make a comeback and put the world of poetry?
I just, in the 1991 would probably be about the time he was writing those books.
Yeah.
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 You know.
Get in the van.
Kind of post Black Flag. I own those. Mm-hmm. Your Black Coffee Blues and such.
Yeah. Ugh. So the Battletoads.
The Battletoads.
A French philosopher presupposes what of a battling toad?
What if we had a toad? What if we had an entity legally distinct from a mutant ninja turtle?
Yes. Made for marketing purposes.
Mm-hmm. Like explicitly, like and, rare, yeah. rare people said, and rare people, quite common people, marketing monsters. No. People from Rare said, we designed.
I want to play Battletoads like common people do.
We designed these.
I'll play Battletoads like you
for toys and merchandise.
Yes. And the whole idea was to make a cartoon and series of action figures
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And somehow that didn't really work. They wanted to produce merchandise on a mass scale similar to Tim Burton's Batman.
Right. And that was the way that was like the high water mark. Everybody wanted that Batman merch at that point.
Mm-hmm.
That was a new thing. The T-shirts and the I assume somebody got money anytime somebody shaved the bat signal into the back of their head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a thing.
A barber.
Barber got it. That barber was seriously like, pirating the Batman logo.
Yeah,
Jesus. It's
this was before like people would get arrested, you know, in trouble for playing covers in a bar.
Huh.
Dystopia.
Like a Wild West, dude.
Yeah, do you remember Batman cereal?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember liking it.
Hmm.
It was like Captain Crunches, but like smaller and less sharp.
Yeah, the kibble in it. I have no idea what those are called. Was smaller, but I definitely remember it was like yellow and blue marshmallows, right?
I don't think Batman cereal had marshmallows in it. I think it was just the little batarangs.
I might be thinking of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that also had yes. like Lucky Charms marshmallows in it.
That makes sense. Yeah, the Batman cereal can confirm is just like a yellow pile of child chow.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like dry macaroni and cheese, like dehydrated mac and cheese.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't care for that.
It came with a great bank of Batman being disappointed in you. So.
Yeah. No, but everybody was chasing that that merch blitz. Cartoons mm-hmm. are back, baby. Maybe it didn't take off because the three main characters were named after gross skin problems.
Yeah. It's weird that they made these characters. One of them's name is Rash and people on the internet still want to fuck him. Like, extremely strange.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be weird either way. Like, that's the postmodern condition, right?
Right, right.
Like, you know, but this the idea that's just like, yeah, I'm horny for this frog named, Zitz.
Yeah, I remember that sequence in Adam Curtis's Hypernormalization. Yes. talking about the dichotomy where it's always weird whether or not somebody wants to fuck the toad.
Are they called skin conditions because frogs give you warts when they piss on you?
That has to be. Is that where that comes from? It has to be from that old wives' tale, right?
But I always feel like that wives' tale is like reverse gilding the lily. Because it's bad enough that a frog peed on you, but that gets shunted aside really quick to concentrate on the wart.
Yeah.
But I just think it's a bad day that like a frog pissed on you.
Yeah.
You know, that seems bad enough to me. Like, I got piss hand now and I got to go.
But also, like, I don't know, all like any of those things just kind of seems to stem from like a parent telling a kid, hey, don't touch that animal. And the kid saying, why? And the parents, like, instead of just saying you're going to get sick, saying, oh, you'll get a wart. And then it becomes something everybody believes.
Well, why don't they just say it'll pee on you?
Yeah,
that's my point. Like, because then the kids just be like, cool.
Well, yeah, because I think it makes them strong. It's got vitamins. It make you give them hops. Improve your basketball game.
It's how they make IPAs. You take frog piss, all the hops that are in frog piss, and add it to, fizzy water.
That's like a borderline terrible joke about frogs and hops on IPAs that I like.
That's what I thought you were doing.
No. It'll give them the hops. It'll give them jumping abilities. I was positing a magical flubber-like substance that is inherent to toad piss. That if you drink it, it gives you the jumping ability of a frog.
Well, let's get down to brass tacks. When the last time you got pissed on by a toad, is it real? Like, do we know that it doesn't give you these abilities?
I can't remember the last time I handled a toad. I used to like play with tadpoles at the lake and down at the creek, but fucking yuck, dude. I don't know why that got under my skin, but it did.
I used to play with tadpoles down at the lake. You mean the man-made lake? Yeah.
No, we would, just over the course of the summer, we would go down and like look at the tadpoles as they turned into frogs. Like, hey, this one almost has legs, kind of. You know, like, like a kid does. At the same time, we would go and collect crawdads. You know,
crawdads. Yep, instead of real dads.
This is my dad now. I feed it crushed up cat food.
is a crossed up dad a thing?
I mean, he's trying his best.
Yeah, he's like, you get a weekend crawdad. Uh-huh. Or my mom got married again, so now I have a crossed up dad.
Yep.
Just this little critter.
Yep. You
know. These used to be called amphibians with a Z.
Oh no, battle toads is better.
Yeah,
because they're all toads, really good idea. Or they're all frogs. They're explicitly coded as frogs.
Yeah, toads is just like it's a family name. I don't know why they're called toads.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird to me that they try to differentiate the battle toads because there's two small ones and a big one.
Uh huh.
They're not very different. The two small ones are pretty similar, I gotta say.
Yeah, like they're trying to do like a little bit of like, here's the small one, here's the big one, here's the one in between who's the leader, because he has aspects of both. Like, one of them is the Leonardo, and I've got so many tabs open for this, Gary.
Yeah, how many, just off without looking, please, how many citations do you think are on the Wikipedia page for Battletoads?
Oh, 27?
200.
Holy shit!
Like, it's so well-researched.
Yeah.
I have a lot of tabs open for this as well. This is a rich vein.
Yeah, I have three windows open and probably 20 tabs in between them. So,
Yeah, big time Battletoads.
Did you have concurrent? Did you have contemporary experience with the Battletoads?
Of course. I beat Battletoads as a kid.
Mm.
It is was a point of pride until I grew up.
Until you realized.
I turned 14 and I was like, that's dumb as hell.
I realized what an accomplishment on my resume was. Yeah.
Yep. Video games do not matter.
Uh-huh.
You cannot brag about beating a video game.
Nope.
And it was just patience. Like that's why I didn't brag about it, because it was just memorizing the bullshit of this game.
No.
It is like I remember liking it a lot as a kid.
It's impressive.
But I also
like on the NES especially, like it's a really good looking game.
good looking, good sounding.
Mm-hmm.
I was very defensive about the Ninja Turtles because all of the advertisement for Battletoads were like, you know, Ninja Turtles, those guys fucking suck.
Move Welcome out of the way, Slowpoke. Yeah.
Yeah, they're slow. We're Genesis, you know, on your Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of how, you know, and I remember feeling very defensive about it, but when I eventually played the game, I enjoyed it quite a bit, even though even now and as a kid, really just wish it was a beat 'em up.
Yeah.
I think that most, I feel like all of the attempts at variety of this are pretty ill-conceived.
Yes.
Just to varying degrees. Like obviously the speeder bike, which we'll camp out on at some point, mm-hmm. but even just like the vertical scrolling levels are dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the little nods to like platforming are pretty bad actually. Like the isometric
jump is weird.
It's really weird. And like,
yeah,
what appears to be a trick of perspective is actually like platforms that are impossibly far from each other at the front and impossibly close in the back. Like the perspective is super bad and dumb. Like in a way that like when they tried doing platforming in Double Dragon, it was bad too. But like here, it's kind of all over the place.
Well, and there's more of it in this.
Yes.
You know, and you do it at like hyper speed on a hover bike.
Yes.
At one point, you know, so it's not just every once in a while, like in Double Dragon, like the time you have to do platforming is basically a boss.
Yeah.
Like it happens like once at the beginning of the third level and then you don't have to do it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here it's like it's pretty integrated.
Yeah. And like I also want this just to be a beat 'em up. However, like when you get that in Super Battletoads in the arcade, like they end up like that is an impossibly hard beat 'em up, I find, because like in the first level they drop blocks that you have to like break apart or else you're going to be scrolled off of the screen. Like right mm-hmm. away it becomes hatefully difficult. In a way that a beat 'em up absolutely should not be. Like a beat 'em up should be like if you're tracking the difficulty, it should just be a linear line, you know, up at a diagonal, right?
Yeah, yeah, 45 degree angle difficulty.
Yeah,
on a beat 'em up, and that's part of the weird identity crisis of Battletoads.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and what's interesting, so you know, they did a remake of this that I've only kind of read about. I haven't played, I have no interest in.
Mm-hmm.
But they said it goes back and forth between beat 'em up and then like kind of mini game collection. And so they lean into the variety part as opposed to the difficulty part. Which is an interesting move, but also I mean it's not what Battletoads was connected with for most of its lifetime.
Yeah. It, like Battletoads always felt weird because like it felt like it was designed for an attract mode, kind of like if you saw this running on an arcade machine and like, oh, I thought this game was just, you know, running around on these cliffs and beating up dudes and hitting robots with robot arms, their limbs, because you're blood mad at your sister or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, they're swinging from ropes and they're jumping around on snakes. Like, oh, I gotta see this. I gotta feed this quarters. But it's just a game you buy and play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The sexy fetish queen of this has a really long Wikipedia entry as well.
Yep.
Just, you know, even the least horny website on the internet, you can still find traces of hornicules.
Yep.
You know, because they just made she's Celine from the X-Men. She's just the Black Queen of the Hellfire Club,
mm-hmm.
Which was just in the X-Men. It was an excuse to explore the sexuality of Jean Grey and stuff. Here, though, it's an excuse to explore the sexuality of toads and birds.
you mean your parents never sat you down and told you the story of the toads and birds?
The toads and the birds. Yeah. It's just, what if there was a tall Amazoness leather woman
uh-huh.
with like just an absolutely thick butthole, like just like absolutely wide.
No,
on.
she's rocking some Pixar proportions here. She's got a dump truck back there, and I won't lie, I was there for it as a kid, and I'm kind of here for it now. But
you know, in terms of like things I'm looking at right now in all of my tabs about Battletoads, she's definitely the one that is most sexually attractive.
I want that one. I want that one. Keep that one up on the screen for me.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do that one. One kid seems to love Speedo Man. So the Dark Queen is definitely I would say the sexiest member of the Battletoads cast.
I mean, second, you know,
not to be just, controversial, but
yeah, you know, just a narrow lead over T-Bird, Dr. T-Bird.
T-Bird and Rash.
Yeah. Dark Queen is the nemesis of the protagonistic Battletoads. Hey, I'm sorry, protagonistic. I'm gonna need to put a citation needed next to protagonistic there. I don't doubt that they're the protagonists of the story. I doubt that that's a word.
Yeah. 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 I like that one of her sidekicks is named General Vermin. Because I like General as a title, and then because it generalizes anything that comes after it.
She has an unquenchable thirst for power and is a highly dangerous megalomaniacal psychopath. Yeah, she has like a whole bio here. How did this much lore get here? Yeah.
It's because people realize this later and they're like, oh, it was weird that the Battletoads just fought a naked woman.
Yeah.
Or a near naked woman.
Well, like, and they were trying to say, so in the first one, they were trying to save their friend and also like a princess that they happen to know.
Of humans. Yeah. Arthur.
Yes, the princess of all humans, as you know.
Yeah. Yeah. In this mythology, the Terran princess is who they're trying to save.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, also,
because you can't just have a Sonic. Like, Sonic has to have a human love interest or.
Right, right.
Like, you can't have an animal be sexually aroused by another animal.
No.
Once you do that, it's fucked up.
Like, it's crass.
It's only humans on humans, animals on humans. Mm-hmm. Everything else is fucking gross. And humans on animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, but never animals on animals, because that's weird.
Never Noid on two. No.
Yeah.
Something that is fucked up that I never realized, because I never had a reason to go and look at the origin story for the Battletoads. I just kind of assumed they always were. Like, maybe they're aliens. They're flying around in spaceships. They used to be dudes. They used to be Dave, George, and Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan.
Morgan. Like, they were, like, video game developers, and they went in and, like, they fell into a trap and got sucked to an alien dimension and were permanently transformed, as it says in the Wikipedia, into these. And they don't even get the dignity of keeping their names, like,
or T-Bert. Their dicks. Like, they do slough off.
They just have a unipurpose cloaca. It's the one hole that they get now.
I don't know that they even have a hole. It just feels like they just
yeah.
Because if you look, it's just all Ken doll down there, you know.
I mean, on the cover of Battletoads, he is wearing a loincloth that could be covering up a very svelte cloaca.
On the Wikipedia, Rash is going full bore and is holding his fist in front of the other Battletoads' junk, so you don't know what they're wearing. But Rash does not have a loincloth. He's just free-balling it. Or no, free-nothinging it. Free-voiding it.
It's confusing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that they couldn't keep their junk or their names. Yeah. 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 Dr. T-Bird just, like, take some juice from that fruit, like, makes a symbol on their forehead like Simba, and, like, just says, I christen you Pimple.
it's so weird for them to choose those names. Like, if I got reborned as, like, a super strong toad man, I think I'd be like, you know, Toadicles or something. I don't know. Like, I think I would choose something that sounded kind of cool.
Yeah, Toadicles.
You know, or if I didn't want to choose Gary. You know, if that wasn't the idea, I might choose Cole to confuse you, but and confuse our listeners. But I think if I was going to choose something, I would definitely not be like, you know, Skin Disease.
Yeah, you know? No. It seems cruel to me.
Super cruel.
More than anything. It does remind me of one of my favorite memes, though. The frog tech powder. Are you familiar with this? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Let me save this image and send it over to you. It's just it's a fun, like, transformation meme of, like, the first panel is a jar of, like, frog tech, just like 100% natural frog protein or whatever. And it's just this kid flexing, and then he turns into a toad at the end of it. It's funny. Okay. It's funnier when you look at it.
He's become frog tech.
Yes. Yeah. He took frog tech and he's a frog now. And it's also, reminding me exactly how frog shaped Alex Jones is, actually.
Yeah.
Which is ironic. Really
frog shaped man. Are you familiar with the fan insert female Battletoad, Blemish?
Blemish.
Yeah.
No, I'm not familiar with Blemish. What's Blemish's story?
It's a lady Battletoad with huge fucking knockers.
Stop, like, giving non-mammals knockers.
know what, like...
A toad does not need big swinging naturals. It serves no purpose.
Yeah, she should just have weird holes on her back.
Oh my gosh! They don't have a vehicle. Like, they don't have an ATV. They just ride around on the back of Blemish. Yep.
Buckle up, sister. Yeah, there's a lot of pictures of Blemish here. And I gotta say, in terms of things I have open on my tab, second sexiest
Blemish.
I mean, I hate saying it, but like, yeah, more sexy than Pimple.
The angle that I'm seeing on Blemish here, I'm not getting the rear that Dark Queen has. However, mm-hmm. she is rocking some very muscular thighs. On the image that I'm seeing right here. Very, 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 very shapely in that regard, which makes sense for a frog.
Sure.
Because apparently
like you can eat those.
Just watch me.
Box lunch down at the frog.
Complex magazine noted, where the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles had April O'Neil to flirt with, the most bodacious chick in the Battletoads universe is, ironically, the final boss who wants them all dead. Yeah. Eros and Thanatos, they are not as different as we once thought. That last part's me.
Ironic.
That's me.
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot about the Eros Thanatos gamer mix up lately.
Yeah. Is that just because we've been playing like Intrigue at the High Seas, buying silk and carpet arbitrage?
No, because of Hades.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, literally mixed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when I found out you could have a threesome with Thanatos in that game.
Yeah.
I was
thirsty. Like,
okay, okay, gamers.
Yeah, maybe chill for like a second.
Yeah, come on. Battletoads don't survive at being put into many other art styles.
No.
Like the new one looks like a Flash, like a Newgrounds game to me. Mm-hmm. Everything in between the old one and the new one is hideous.
Yep.
Either whether they're trying to be realistic or trying to look like other game styles. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm looking at a Skyrim Battletoad here. I'm looking at the Battletoads who showed up in Ready Player One. And all of these Battletoads are just hideous Battletoads. I cannot handle the Battletoads.
No. They do not brook being taken out of their kind of like general, you know, comic style. Even in the pilot, the animated series pilot, which I almost thought about suggesting we try to do like as a split EP with on an Adaptation Decay. However, it is unwatchable. Like, I watched like 3 minutes of it. It's animated by Deke, so it's got that kind of just like general wonkiness to the visual. But also it has like Deke's, every character is voicing it, thinking that they're the main character and they're all talking over each other.
Yes.
Yeah. It's it's a real rough putt. And that art style, because it has to be animated and it is not these, you know, painterly, you know, covers, and it is not the pixel art. It doesn't look very good. It looks terrible, I would say.
Yeah. We wouldn't want to make fun of something that's bad on Adaptation Decay.
It'd be unpleasant. I don't think it would be, it is unpleasant in a way that I don't know it would necessarily be that fun to me.
Okay. Yeah, I see. I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm browsing the Battletoads tag on Etsy. I'm looking at Battletoads with free shipping.
Cool. I need a battletoad as quickly as possible, but also as cheaply as possible.
Can you overnight me a battletoad for less?
I got another guy over here and he is totally undercutting you on the shipping rate. I'll walk right now.
I'll walk away from this battletoad deal.
You need me more than I need this battletoad.
We should talk about some of these specific battletoadisms that make this game what it is.
Yes, we probably ought to.
So the Battletoads had difficulty, Ninja Turtles ripoff, and then their other gimmick was that they would do big cartoon hits. They would punch somebody in their hand, would turn to an anvil or some shit, like Babies on a Girder cartoon style. And it meant that the act of playing this was, if you're ever not doing a charge attack, you're doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. You literally need to double tap attack for every attack you're doing.
Yeah.
And everything else is worthless.
Mm-hmm. And it's just weirdly finicky to get it to go. Like I have, you know, you, like I know what you have to do to get that to fire off, but the timing is weird, and it doesn't. Yeah. You know, it leads to you second guessing what the input ought to be.
Yeah. And you fight pigs and birds and shit.
Yeah.
Just various things that the titty queen like sends at you. And then you get into the speeder bike level, which is the, like, you know, in totally ripping off Ninja Turtles, this is their equivalent of the dam level.
Yeah.
In the Nintendo game, where like this just was a huge block for a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Because it's bad game design.
Yeah. I mean, it's designed for memorization in a way that also feels a little bit like an arcade game kind of thing. Like, oh, like this is the part they put in to squeeze quarters out, except no, this is the part that is made to chew through your continues as you memorize up, down, up, up, down, up, down, up, 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 down, down, down.
Yeah.
And then Mega Man 8 was like, oh, I need to get in on that action.
Ugh. Yeah. So I played this again. I wanted to see if I could still get past it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like I could when I was a kid. And now that I am older and do this for a living, I was noticing things I didn't notice as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a game design thing they do here, which feels so contrary to conventional game design, which is putting the twist mechanic right before the checkpoint.
Yep.
So you'll have a stream between checkpoints of doing the speeder bike where the idea is you have to hit ramps, you know, and you hit these ramps and you have to make these jumps. That's really difficult because of that perspective, as we mentioned. But then right before the checkpoint, there'll be one where you have to jump and hit a ramp.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't been trained to do that before. It's like the opposite of the Nintendo game design, like introduce a mechanic and safety, then add complication.
Mm-hmm.
It's introduce a complication right before the checkpoint. So if you don't do it, you have to do everything else beforehand.
Yeah.
It is really weirdly opposite of what is like all conventional wisdom.
I mean, it's opposite of all conventional wisdom if the goal is not to say fuck you.
Yes.
If the goal is to say fuck you, then, you know,
it's a conventional fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And it just, it's really hateful. It's the third level of the game, and the end of it, it's very, very lightning fast reflexes.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of up down, like there is, you know, it's not just memorization, but there's a weird kind of little delay and floatiness that is essentially memorization. Also, there's a section where the little signal that tells you what to do just becomes an exclamation point for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We just recorded Orb before this, and that's real problem light shit. You know?
Like, yeah, yeah. Like, there's a certain amount of, like, just, like, you do achieve a little bit of a flow. It ceases to be straight-up memorization because, you know, it does come, you know, too fast. I feel like that's actually, like, the less bad part of it. It feels a little bit less gotcha. Because the speed feels like they're like taking you through a line, something that is true. My primary experience with Battletoads, Gary, is not on the NES or Genesis version. It is on the Game Boy version.
Oh,
no. Yeah. This has actually a really good Game Boy port. That was the main way that I got this. And the speeder bike level is completely different than that. It's more of like you are it is like flattened out in a real kind of big way. You don't have the perspective problem. You're like going up and down the screen. It's almost like a side scrolling shoot 'em up. And instead of being like up or down, there are like little like midways, you know. You've got to hit like certain points in between where the opening and these spike walls could be.
Yeah. I know that every port of this that came out toned down the difficulty until the arcade version.
Yeah.
In looking at the Game Boy version, which I never played, but I just read about for today, the story of them going to the Las Vegas system, finding themselves entranced by the alluring charms of an exotic dancer that turns out to be the Dark Queen is very funny to me.
Honestly, I got this before I could read, and I never played it after I could read.
Oh, it's like a little window there.
Yeah, it's a very tiny window. Like, I got this in like 1991, I think, is when the Game Boy version came out. I was like four years old.
And you stopped playing in 2006.
I played it nonstop. Played it so much I never learned how to read.
Yeah, like you're too busy battling toads.
Yeah, no, but I had no idea that's what the story was. I just, all I remember is like the pictures. Like, and like the one thing that I remember like reading is somebody saying like, "Way to go, Zitz."
Yeah.
You know,
very, very funny for the Dark Queen to dress up as a stripper to fool the Battletoads.
It's not that big of a stretch for her. Who are just
horny game devs. Yeah. Like, you guys remember your dicks? How about now? How about now? How about now? How about if I move my clit this way? Mm. Do you remember your dicks? What if I waggle it this way?
It's a very specific sexual kind of torture.
Cunning. Cunny.
I hate that. Oh man. So the Battletoads game was one of the game one of the first games I got with my Game Boy. Problem was, my grandpa, who lived in South Carolina, mailed it to me for a Christmas gift. Fought in the Battletoads Wars. He was shot down. She was shot down over Las Vegas or whatever.
He was shot down by Scab. We had the greatest kill count in the BT Wars.
Yeah. No, he mailed it to me for my birthday, which is in late November. My parents didn't get me the Game Boy until Christmas. It was just a miscommunication or whatever. And so I had the heartbreak of getting a game for a system that I didn't have. And my parents, you know, for basically until I moved out, pulled the move at Christmas where, like, they knew I wanted one thing more than anything. And their goal between September and December was to keep up a kayfabe where they either wouldn't buy it for me or couldn't find it.
Okay.
Just like pre-breaking my heart about, like, not getting the thing that I want. So I had this game I was unable to play, and I wanted a Game Boy, and I was being told that I would never get a Game Boy.
Why did they stick to that after you got a Game Boy game? Cruelty reasons, or
maybe, I don't know. I think that it was just a thing they did. I just, like, okay. I remember, oh gosh, the day Sonic 2 came out, being driven back, like being driven home from school and getting a big rundown from my stepdad about how, like, I think he said that, like, just none of the stores were going to be able to get the game. And so, like, I would never be able to play it. And then he worked me up into just a sobbing, crying, and then just, like, panicked, like getting me back to the house, and it's like, just here, it's in the sock drawer. There are two copies. I got one for your stepsisters too.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's one of the meanest things I've ever heard.
Because I'm 5 years old, Gary.
You like these parents? Like, you kept them? You didn't trade them in? Like,
yeah.
You know that you don't have to, like, if I have proved anything to you, you don't have to stick with them, man. Like,
they did this up to it was Christmas Eve, and they were telling me, yeah, we got you a carrying case for a Dreamcast. The Dreamcast.
Yeah, and you'll never get one. That's incredible. That's really cruel, Cole. Yeah, that's comically mean. That feels like cartoon super villainy. That's Mr. Burns shit, dude.
I'm just not realizing as I'm saying it out loud. Like, I knew it was kind of fucked up, like, because it made me feel fucking awful.
Yeah, because you cried a lot.
Yeah,
it's like the virgin lying about Santa Claus versus the Chad lying about how,
like, you'll never lay your hands on Sonic 2.
So that's the thing you incredibly want.
Dreamcasts are outlawed.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
What happens to a Dreamcast deferred?
It doesn't shrivel up like a Game Gear on the sun. Gear
on the vine? Yeah. Like a Boktai without the sun? That's a really good poem about real things. I'm not making fun of the real things at Langston Hughes.
No, it's just...
I'm talking about shit. God damn it. This wasn't roasting racial justice.
No, it was just... It was fun to say shrivel up like a Game Gear in the sun.
Yes.
Yeah, I only realized how fucked up that was when I was about halfway through saying it.
It's good. It's very funny. I think that's the kind of thing you could bring up on their deathbeds, dude.
Probably. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't get you the morphine. Yeah. Morphine, actually, they ran out. It's all out. It was outlawed.
And you'll never have it. Mm. You know? Yeah. Opiate crisis. Can't give.
Want to, but can't. Sorry, I got you a morphine carrying sleeve. I got you the syringe. It's empty, though.
Yeah. It's branded. Oh, the branding? Dreamcast.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you notice in one of the game facts here, there's the appendixes of fun?
Yeah, I saw
that.
Did
you find the appendixes of fun?
Uh-huh.
I like the appendixes of fun here, where the thirst for the Dark Queen is there's no hidden. And it's not just like, you know, like I want to ride her like a fucking feed bag. Like it's not that, mm-hmm. but it is just very focused in a fandom way. That is kind of weird.
Yeah. It doesn't lead with that is the thing. Mm-hmm. Trash talking with the Dark Queen, list of insults. Yep. Talk dirty to me. Not only is she gorgeous and a swell dresser, but the Dark Queen is also tough. In fact, she has a lexicon of a New York cab driver or a merchant marine. Merchant marines known for their filthy mouths. I don't know.
I love the idea of a New York cab driver being like, a quacky croaker.
Yes.
Like getting the cab.
Yeah, booby. Hee-hee. battle barf. Here's a list of the insults that I've collected. So it's just like a list of like mean names for somebody. Snot
That skins. That she calls you during cutscenes. Because there are cutscenes where she nags you.
She doms you. I recognize snot skins. Yeah.
Yeah. And then this is followed by why I love the Dark Queen.
Yes, this is especially on main and especially horny.
Yep, it's true. The bad girls in movies are always hotter than the hero good girl. maybe it's my partiality to dark hair or the fact that bad girls usually invest in leather outfits. Example, James Bond, the one with the Russian lady who crushes people with her legs. She's my favorite.
Zini like, on this a is top, horny and dick. Pure. You can just name it. That's who she is, buddy.
Yeah. Or just name Xena. Yeah. Like I want to give this kid Xena and just blow his mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is pure and horny in a weird way.
It's never made clear why she is evil. Really getting into that.
In closing, the Dark Queen makes Jennifer Aniston and Britney Spears look like pond scum.
Thank you. Thank you for attending my TED Talk. I want to forward this to
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Hey, this is written in 2001. What do you think about
this internet harassment? Yeah.
God.
Mini spoiler thoughts on the ending. I'm glad we don't kill the Dark Queen. Wish there were credits.
I wish there were credits. So I know the name of the person who drew the Dark Queen. So I could ask him. So I could commission some very specific angles.
My final thoughts. Final thanks, the Dark Queen, for being there. And finally, my cat, Brewplex.
Brewplex is kind of a good name for a cat.
It's very confusing.
Yeah,
it sounds like a Venture Brothers enemy. It's like a beer wrestler.
Oh wait, Brewplex. That's the username of this guy.
Huh. Oh. That's weird. He named himself after his cat.
Yeah.
His
username. Huh. Yeah. And he's done other facts, all kind of in the same window, though. Same window of time.
Yeah. There's too many reviews of this to go through and really trawl for good stuff. Mm-hmm. The things I noticed, one of them is a review, and the person who reviewed it is named Writer, which I really like. You know, these toads have a tough game by Writer. It's a fun sentence to me.
I am Writer.
I also like more battling, less toading.
The ratio's all off here.
Yeah, that's good.
I love this one. There's a review done in 2009 by somebody, VGC2000. There's the title of the review, Hooray for Wasted Potential. This is on the Game Gear port. Hooray for Wasted Potential. The first line of the review goes, oh, one other thing. There isn't even an ending to the game, if that makes you feel any better.
Yep. Yeah, I don't feel that strong about it one way or another, actually.
Yeah. But you know? Just opening your review with, oh, one other thing.
One other thing, yeah. Like, on another note.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aside from the title.
The message boards are a little bit frustrating because a lot of this has to do with Battletoads' status as a meme. You know, just a 4chan kind of running away with it and starting rumors and doing art and, you know, oh, they're going to do Battletoads and they're going to do it right again. The Game Gear board has two threads titled Just a Small Town Girl. Mm-hmm. And they're both like different. So I guess maybe there was a, maybe there was a meme where that song was made to be about Battletoads.
Just a small town toad, toad girl, something like that.
And then there was the meme about calling GameStop and asking them if they had Battletoads. I know that because I received it. And also I did that in the time when Anonymous, the prime goal was to harass Scientology. Mm-hmm. I participated in that and called a couple of orgs and strung them along and asked them if they had Battletoads.
Can you explain that as that's a meme?
It's just literally just calling and asking a dumb question. Hey, do you have Battletoads?
And then they would say yes, or they would say no.
And GameStop, they would say, sorry, no, that game doesn't exist. And I would say, that's old. There's no new Battletoads game. You can't say fuck off because you're on the clock. That's a bad thing to do when you're calling a non-game establishment. I think the absurdity is just the fact that you're asking if they have Battletoads, kind of like you're asking if they have do you have a mouse problem or do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Well, see, those are jokes though.
Yeah.
There's a payoff. There's a thing you say after.
Just because something is a meme doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, because it feels like you'd say, you have Battletoads, and then they'd be like, no, and then you'd be like, well, they towed,
Yeah.
Then you're
somebody towed me.
yeah, something. There has to be something there.
They just hang up after they express confusion. Yeah.
Haha, you have triggered a lib. Mm-hmm. I was looking up Battletoad panties on Etsy, trying to see if I could find.
This is an unrelated to the abject suffering venture. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's for this. And I didn't get Battletoad panties, but just the panty section on Etsy is pretty gross. There's lots of used panties you can buy. But the two funny things I found are where it's customizable thong, where you'd put your name there. Mm-hmm. And instead of saying it just says names ass. there, which I think just getting the blank one that just says names ass is kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a very foul and weird implication thing that says quarantine your cock in my pussy. And the idea of a cock being quarantined in a pussy for its own protection or others is a lot to me. I'm thinking about that and it's haunting me.
I mean, inside of another person is the least quarantined that a cock can be, actually.
Yeah, why doesn't it just say super spreader or something? It feels like there could be other super sexual quarantine. Is
so good,
right? Oh man, there are other quarantine sex panty ideas.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Super spreader is very clever, Gary. I think that you deserve credit for that.
Thank you. Off to Etsy to sell my used panties.
Are they seriously just is it sold as used panties for sexual gratification?
Oh, there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I could have guessed. This is the first time I've seen it. Right. I came here for the Battletoads, not for the sexual content.
I don't have a problem with people doing that as long as everybody is going into it, aware of what's happening. Yeah. But it's just weird to, that is not something that I associate Etsy with. I don't think of Etsy as an especially horny GeoCity,
Well, 61,744 results say otherwise.
Okay, cool.
I don't see Battletoad 1.
There's a gap in the market. We got to fill that.
What's also a good panty? So then what's another good thing that a Battletoad could be plastered on that's good for Etsy to get this off the screen before I get used creamy panties customizable off my images here? Used creamy
panties?
Hey, dude. I'm reporting what
all happened. That I'm doing is holding my hands up here. It's literally just, that is a very upsetting series of syllables to me. Whatever. Yeah, I don't care how used or creamy you want your panties.
Does Battletoad cock ring show up with anything?
No. I mean, the symbol's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Battletoad.
I think that the shape of the Battletoad's head would make for a very good mug that would be impossible to clean.
Yeah, I would agree. That would be very difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just your standard perler art and stuff.
Yeah.
There's somebody framed and cut out an ad for a Battletoads contest.
Okay.
A Battletoads blowout If you win the totally cool contest, you get a trip to visit Rare in England, visit the offices of the company, meet the designers, and give them your ideas for a Super NES version of Battletoads.
Oh, just for free?
So, yeah, for contest. You have to do it. It's a player's poll contest. Huh. And then you could also get a Battletoads like long sleeve sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. it's a weird garment.
Yeah. A long sleeve sweatshirt, like that's normal. A short sleeve sweatshirt would just be a sweater vest, wouldn't it? That'd be.
I find a long sleeve t-shirt really weird to me.
Yeah, people like them though. I think.
Yeah.
We sell them. We sell a good number of them.
Yeah.
So don't say bad things about long sleeve t-shirts. Don't cut in the margin. We're trying to get that Tim Burton Batman money.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude! Let me show you this. If I show you something in Slack, will it crash the
recording? No, that'll be fine. If it does, I can just restart it. Don't worry, it's fine.
Okay, look at this fucking disgusting t-shirt. Like, incorporate this into the art, please, for the episode, so other people can see this fucking repulsive horse shit.
Oh no!
Yeah, can you imagine wearing that? Oh my God!
Hey Gary,
all right,
who are these veiny men? Gary, hey Gary, who are these veiny men?
The one in the middle looks like Karnov.
He does.
And then the one on the right is like from Small Soldiers. It's hard to tell what's going on.
Everybody is so veiny that they appear to be ribbed for her pleasure. And by her, I mean the Dark Queen, who is just like tiny.
She's baby.
Like, she is at the bottom of this. Reverse
giantess.
Yeah.
Like, is this like shrinkest porn?
Yeah. Oh man.
I cannot handle Pimple in this, dude.
Which one's Pimple? Like, hey, you can tell the difference between them? Okay. All right. Okay.
He's the big one.
All right.
Yeah. He's the strong one.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And one of them has sunglasses.
Hmm.
But yeah, look at the three Battletoads, Karnov, one of the Small Soldiers, the Black Queen's like servants, and then the Black Queen. Mm-hmm. But all of the muscle men are drawn like incredibly muscular with more like veins that look like they show a disease in a horror movie.
Yes.
Like they've caught like a space rash or something. You know?
Anytime rash is flying between planets, it's space rash.
It's space rash. They've got
They've got some kind of condition.
It's really unfortunate, though. There's too much. Wow.
So here's something that's uncomfortable. What I don't want to do is accidentally make fun of something that Nina has drawn, or the fiance of our good friend Bob, because
Nina Blatsuno did not draw this, dude.
No, okay. She's working on the comic for Battletoads, and that's recent. This does not look like her at all, but this could also be a joke.
Where did you find this? I don't know. eBay. I was trying to find that sweatshirt from the contest.
Yeah. No, this is vile. This is really bad.
When people show muscle men with these kind of veins, do you think that if you just had like a knife, like Roman Polanski in Chinatown, you could just like fucking bleed them out by flicking it up above the vein?
I think so. I think that it would definitely, there's pressure happening there.
Yeah. Like it just feels like if you just went, you would just cause like a super soaker situation.
Yeah. It just, everything's so angry. Oh man.
Really disgusting. I fucking hate this.
I don't care for it at all.
I had to get it off my screen.
No, I don't know why I'm so far zoomed in on it. That's not good for my health, actually.
Like, fuck a Battletoad, dude.
Yeah, fuck a Battletoad.
Done with them Battletoads. Enough Battletoads.
No, we're not, because over to the Versus Battles wiki.
Oh shit. I forgot to check the Versus Battle wiki.
Yeah. So remember, everybody knows the tiering system. Our good friends the Battletoads are tier 9. Remember that the tiers are ranked from, let's see here, highest to lowest. So tier 9 is just superhuman. Tier mm-hmm. 1 is what? Extra dimensional, right?
Where are these assets from when you click on them, these photorealistic Battletoads that pop up? They look like hunters from Resident Evil.
They do. They look like gamma hunters there. I like the picture of Zitz where it just kind of, I didn't see you come in.
Yeah. Hello. No. I was just going about my serial masturbation or something. Like, he's looking back on you, but you are definitely tied up. Like, I don't know if it's going to be for good reasons or bad reasons.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. I don't know. I can't. He's ready to cut off. He's ready to cut off my dick to make me like him.
Yeah. He's or to make him like you.
He's going
to
make me a cloaca.
Yeah, a dickerectomy. Yeah.
Yeah, vehicular mastery, breaking the fourth wall, weapon mastery.
yeah,
it's
notable attacks and techniques.
Yeah,
goat head.
No notable wins. No notable. Yeah. We have rash. They don't even give pimple. Like, you don't play as zits in the game. Yeah, that's dumb.
No, you do play as zits in the game. You don't play as pimple.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're rescuing Pimple and the queen of all humans.
Gotcha. Okay. It all runs together. We also have somebody named Andy Trina, who did a little blog post here, Battletoads Moonbust. I'm not a Battletoads player, but I am interested in fixing up their ratings, which right now seem to be heavily downplayed. First step in doing that for me will be calcing a moonbusting feat from the series. And then he goes through and calculates kinetic energy, distance, time, and energy involved in like one little throwaway thing where you blow up a moon, saying that, yes, they produce, this feat is 8.26 yottatons or large planet level. So they need to be upgraded post-haste. This is a grave injustice.
One of the ultimate bits of shade that I've ever seen online is the comment section in 2019 when Mr. Bamboo goes, "Should work fine, I suppose." Is the response to all of this like math he's done about calculating the kinetic energy of a Battletoad?
Look at this. Yeah. Huh. Is there any moon busting attack that is actually moon level? No, they're really getting into it. The feat is legit. I knew it would still be a 5A for the rat ship. Oh, it's not even them. It's their ship. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which also has its own.
The ship is incredibly powerful.
Yeah. It's a tier 5A. Yeah.
And weirdly, the Dark Queen doesn't have a thing, even though you do fight her in the games, which makes me think that is the Versus Battle Wiki, like the thing equivalent for the internet, where it's like the one place where horny goes to die. It's like the one place where there's no like sexual subplot online.
Maybe,
you know?
Yeah.
Like I care about the strength of a Battletoad punching.
Right.
And how many, you know, what it's science behind it. I don't care about having sex with a woman in leather underwear.
No, I don't care. I do not, do not even come at me with the overtly sexual woman who's holding a whip. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let that awaken anything in me. What is a classically sexy, let's do Black Widow.
Yeah.
Classically sexy, character. Like, do they even have something listed about like under the abilities, like appearance or something like that? So powers and ability, martial arts, gunslinger, espionage, hacker, acrobat, interrogator, vehicular, and then her equipment. Yeah, nothing about like ultra seduction or anything like that. So like on one hand, that is remarkably restrained, and you almost respect how chaste that is. On the other hand, it's weird that they seem to be specifically avoiding talking about the fact that this sexy character is sexy.
Well, like even if, you know, like looking at, if you just look at the characters they feature, the ones that the ones that they are on the front page are Bugs Bunny, Darth Vader, the Doctor, Doraemon, Mario, Mickey Mouse, Son of Goku, Spider-Man. Like, this is just, they don't have time for that shit.
No.
You know? There are no franchises that are specifically this. The Cthulhu Mythos respect thread.
Mm.
Yeah, no need.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to know how strong Nyarlathotep is, and I don't need to know how wide on the Dark Queen has.
No. No. I figured we would take it back
there.
Flood
that Milky Way. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought it'd be fun to go back to Versus Battle Wiki because, of course, they have some entries there.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening to 375 episodes of this.
Yeah. And if you've listened to the premium episodes, it's more. It's more like 480 something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. We're going to be around for at least 375 more and no more.
Yep, and that's exactly when the show will end. Yep. Because we will die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the upcoming very likely civil war. It's weird. We're spoilers. Recording this before. No, this episode is coming out on early release before the election and for public release after. So we'll see if we still have the infrastructure for people to download it.
Yeah, it's why we did not mention that at all. You know?
Also, it was fun to be distracted from that for like a second. Well, if American currency is still a thing, if the banks are still up, consider going to patreon.com/duckvtv. You can get a bunch more episodes of this show and other shows, and it helps support us, which we appreciate.
We'd love it. Makes us happy. You can also dictate games. You can do that by certain tiers. Just tell us what to play. It's still worth suggesting a game. Just at random, all those things are good.
Yes.
So we appreciate you. Until next time, what happens?
Until next time, I had it open, but then I had way too many windows, so many tabs. Until next time, as our friend Ruki always says, Cole's in charge of our days and our nights. Cole's in charge of our wrongs and our rights. So I say I want Cole in charge of me. I forget how the back of that goes. I know the first part of the Charles in Charge jingle, but
do you?